Probably she doesn't come to this meeting all the time. How's it going? They have to open a meeting online. I take a thing away, I throw it in the water, man. I have no respect. You want to open someone, get out of my meeting. Alright, well, today is just a question of going through the amendments that were made yesterday and try to get the document to a state where we can take the caucuses as soon as possible. Everyone got the document on there? Alright, so the first page, there's a the, it's in yellow before at. We picked that up yesterday. Then mineral resource inspectors, it was resources inspectors. So those changes have just been made, two of them. Everyone happy with that? Then I see nothing until page 5. Again, mineral resource inspector. I imagine we didn't pick up anything there, but I imagine what it is just...
They
explained it yesterday and said that compliance monitoring is one word. I thought it's compliance monitoring and enforcement. But then I forget about it, just explained that, so we took out the comma. Okay. Page 5. That also the S is just taken out there. At the bottom of page 5, I don't know what this is.
If I could explain. Chair, if you recall, there were two definitions of financial provision. What we have tried to do is to delete the second one and include it in the definition. So what we've taken is the issue related to A&E, which was covered in the one but not the other,
yeah.
and combined them.
Okay.
And similarly, in F on page 6, we introduced the general catch-all clause that the committee had requested for.
Unforeseen. We need to put unforeseen. What is it? It could have been foreseen, but this wasn't acted upon. Unforeseen is latent. You've covered it already.
So the lead unforeseen.
Yeah. Okay, so that's a catch-all at least, so that they don't go away through that. And this is, we're going to later on see how they've dealt with AMD, that wording, because... Alright, then that's page 6, then the rest of 6, nothing, 7, nothing, 8, nothing. No, that's not right. What about the minister? Why do we have to describe the minerals minister like that? The same point I've made previously. If you give powers in the act to the minister and you say the minister of minerals resources do this, then you don't then redefine the minister as a minister that only does that. I mean, it's still the same minister that's just fulfilling those tasks. So if you need a definition of minister of minerals, we'll put it there, but just say minister, I don't think you'll meet that definition at all. This is the Minister of Mineral Resources. Oh yes, you do, because it was mineral energy previously. Okay, so just amend it like that.
So, means the minister?
No, it doesn't mean anything of that.
No.
You're redefining the president's powers to tell people what they can do and they not do. You can't do that.
Yeah.
We should have made the Minister of Mineral Resources.
Okay. Then whatever powers you've given the answer,
that minister, everywhere you just use that minister's name, and that's what that minister does.
Yeah, then we delete this this clause.
Yeah.
Just to note that this is a 2008 new edition, so...
Yeah, it's completely wrong. Everything you want this minister to do, you said it in the act, correct? But then you don't go and define the minister in terms of what you're given in the act, correct? You know, it's completely superfluous and probably going to create problems if you do it like that, correct? Alright, so that's deleted. Everyone happy with that? Okay? 7, there's nothing. Okay. Exactly what it is now. I can look at my own notes and I'm missed it. My next note is... Alright. 8, nothing. As the case may be, you've taken out.
Yeah, there's a redundancy check. Either you say as the case may be or where appropriate.
Okay. Then you take out the comma after minutes and you put it after may be necessary, which is right. Wherever they take the decision or such as people may be necessary. I usually put where appropriate also in comments.
Yeah, it is.
There it is now. I'm looking at the old lady draft. Okay. So it's the specified time period, the minister must, comma, where appropriate, comma, take the decision or such other steps as a minister may be necessary within a reasonable time period. Okay, that's right. Everyone happy?
Happy.
Oh, sorry. I've had communications with our DG and with others, the young gentleman there from BMR. They've indicated that at various times of the bill they're having discussions with the state law advisors. But since that last meeting we had, they have not given any instructions to anyone in that the DG, and not anyone that he's aware of, has given instructions to the state law advisors after that last meeting we had. They say previous to that there's been discussions, and they can't vouch for the state law advisors whether the people are still acting on those, but they've not said anything to them since that last meeting we had. So I've accepted that, and we move forward on that basis again. Still doesn't explain why this, and I'm not questioning DMR, but something must have happened if Mr. Daniel suddenly arrives in the meeting yesterday. So that's the point. Okay. All right. We leave it at that. Nothing else here. Then the next one is clause 5. Oh, that's just the competence and quality that's taken out. Is it?
Yeah.
So, identified competence and quality came out, and that's all that's there. That's the next one it is.
Yeah, check, just to note that this identified competence and authority has consequential amendments through the act.
This is new. This wasn't there yesterday. This one. A yesterday was B today. So you put in a new clause there. Just explain. I'm not saying it's wrong. I'm just explaining.
Yesterday, in one of the clauses, we have taken out identified competent authority. It came originally from Section 24, where the minister can identify a competent authority, but it is very clear that it can only be the MEC, the minister, or the minister of mineral resources. There will never be anybody else. So we took it out yesterday, or the committee asked us to take it out, and then we realized we need to make a couple of competential changes. I made some, but I didn't manage to make all. So we just will identify where else we have
done. Yeah, that's not the question I'm asking.
Okay.
I'm saying to you, look at yesterday's clause. A clause yesterday is what is B today, so A is completely new. Just explain why.
Shall the movement of the removal to identify competent authority.
But that looks like a constitutional amendment. And you say to me now that you've taken out identified competent authority, and therefore you don't have to say that everywhere, now you're saying it only in one place, I can understand. But you've now created a clause, a new clause, which didn't exist yesterday, or it's a clause that is in the Act, now amending in the bill.
Yes.
That's the answer, isn't it?
Yes.
Thank you. Simple answer. Alright, so they've added something that wasn't there yesterday. It is something that's in the Act. But because we've agreed to remove the independence story, they now to go back to the Act and make that consequential amendment in the Act and brought it into the bill, okay? Alright, that's fine. Then the next one is what we did do with yesterday, the informing. So we now say to be utilized as the basis for a decision on application for environmental authorization. Then the minister, and then the rest of it is fine. They've taken out the identified. Everyone happy with that? Happy? Then the next one is on the next page, 8. Sub 8. Where's sub 8? No, there's a whole lot of them. Oh, there. Unacceptable has been taken out. As we said, liable, you should be liable for any negative impact. The question whether it's serious enough to deal with is then a matter of you deciding it or whether the court decided whether substantial or unacceptable or not. Everyone happy? Okay. Then the next issue was on the next page, identifies also independence, also taken out twice. That's right. Everyone happy with that as well? That brings you then to 2A. Yeah, it's a bit more than that. The request for the comment compensating subsection 2 must be submitted by resume of the Director General, Provincial Head of the Department of the State Department, comment subsection 2. Okay? Everyone happy with that? Okay. And the next page. Here's something has to be reworked. 7.1. What have we done? Applicant for the environmental relating to crossing must, before the Minister of Environment issues the environmental authorization, comply with the prescribed national provision for town and ongoing post decommissioning management of negative environmental impacts. Now here you guys explain that the complicated issue is that the decision made by the minister only comes later. There's things that have to be done with all these processes that have to be followed. And this just does not allow the minister of DMR to make such a decision before the person who applied complied with prescribed financial provisions. Okay? That's very important for us. That before you start your mind.
money that you put up. It's like what we call a deposit in a house. You put up a deposit. If you're going to leave it, so that if you break stuff and so on, these things when you leave, that they can take. So this is the mining equivalent of deposit. Okay? Everyone happy with that now? It's been reworded, and that word determining previously, and that's been wrong, and so on, so on, so on. Oh, you know what you've left out? You left out in a prescribed manner. Where is prescribed? Oh, prescribed, yeah. Prescribed, okay. And in your definition clause, you have a definition of prescribed?
NEMA itself.
Make sure about that, and if it's not there, it may be in the Interpretation Act.
Yeah.
So just have a look, and if it is there, then it's covered.
Okay.
Then that's there. And the next problem.
Yeah, we've just checked it in NEMA, please. Sorry.
Okay, love. Then you've deleted the next one.
Yes, it was a redundancy because in subsection 1 it says a comma before the minister responsible for mineral resources. It was with the reframing.
The same as the one that was done above.
Yes, it emerged that there was a redundancy.
If you've got that wording, you don't need this one.
Correct.
You already said that this is for that, and I say, not to show the presidential demand, and that subsection may be forcing the environmental situation. Why in this one did you have the MSC as well? And
that was the original mistake, if you recall.
So the only one that we have to worry about is the mineral resource.
Correct.
Okay. Alright, so that is out now. It was put in, and it's out now because it basically is covered already under one. Then C, every holder, I must. You see, if you don't listen. I said it's much easier drafting wise if you say every holder must annually. And you take out annually there, and you say assess and submit, and you take out all this detail at the end. Got it? So you say up front, every holder must annually, and A, assess, B, submit, and you delete the words of the auditor. Okay? Everyone happy with that? Alright, the next one is the AMD. Let's see how you dealt with it. Wording here, which is in respect of latent residual or other environmental impacts. I want to there. You've taken out that which I don't like. Then you put comma, including, and then you say whatever wording you people use technically for acid mine drainage, you put it there. Whatever wording it is, as long as it's very clear. So after impacts you put comma, including. Now someone must find that wording for us because we must come back to it before the end of this meeting, okay? I'm a bit worried about the pumping of extraneous water because acid mine drainage is more than extraneous water. It's polluted water. Okay, so you'll find a wording there, I'll put a big star there, let's come back to that. Then E, E is that one, we've now got it under the definition clause, so it's been deleted here, okay? Remember, we had the same clause twice, but now only got one clause under the definition clause, so this is
18 has the same AM diesel. They'll add in that water. Okay, they'll find a wording there. Everyone happy with that? Okay, we'll come back to that wording. Same wording for AMD. Okay, got it. Then Ms. Gallup has totally ignored me on the next thing. She just said insertion of section 24H, she doesn't say which act, she doesn't do anything after I raised it yesterday. You see, when I say Ms. Gallup, I mean Mr. Abada, Mr. Wills, Mark, what's Mark's name again? Gordon. Doesn't look like a Gordon to me. I'm not being racist, I'm joking, but you look like a Nigel or a Moody or whatever. Eh? Probably, yeah. Now, Mr. Burnham and Mr. Gordon. When I talk to one of you and I blame you, I blame all four of you. Spelling. And if I want them checked, I want all of them checked. Alright, so they'll add that in. Hopefully this time they'll remember. Before the end of this meeting, they'll give that to us. Then, 9. Oh yes, this is the... How did you deal with this? This is complicated.
Gee, this was complicated and it took quite a bit of drafting. Basically, Chair, what we are doing here is recreating the offence and related definitional issues in the Waste Act. So we have included in NEMA, in the Umbrella Act, this reference to residue stockpiles and deposits, which must be deposited and managed in accordance with the Waste Act. And then we move to the Waste Act, which is on page 32 is the First Amendment that links to this, where we have deleted in section 4 of the Waste Act the provision that residue deposits and stockpiles would be regulated under the NPRPA.
Mm-hmm. What are other members of it? You see all of them, though.
Okay.
Work out where they are.
Then, on page 35, we have included in section 43, 1A, a new clause which talks to the minister responsible for mineral resources being the licensing authority, not only for the A and B, but also for residue on deposits and stockpiles. We then insert a new clause, 1B, saying that the minister responsible for mineral resources is responsible for the implementation. So it's not only the licensing, but also the implementation of provisions that relate to these matters. Then, still on page 35, on clause 22.
If I don't quickly see something, this is going to be wrong. Because this is exactly the same that we've done previously. I thought what we agreed was that those parts of reuse of that is going to the one ratio. Things waste or minerals are in, but the others will fall part of the Waste Act. Now, how does this do that? Is it the fact that you put everything under the Waste Act?
Yeah, because if you recall, Chair, in the definition of waste, the last clause of the definition of waste says that materials that are reused, recycled and recovered are no longer waste. So the moment that DMR issues a mining right on the Thames Dam, for an example, then it's in recovery in by definition in the Waste Act, and after the extraction of the materials, the residue left after the mining of waste or the waste dump is in accordance with the Waste Act.
So what did you do now? You put both stockpiles and deposits now as part of waste, as part of waste. So that definition of waste has to be amended, not bear that line.
We have, Jay, we wanted to talk to you about our proposals.
I don't see 35 pages in front of you.
No, not 35, but yeah. We've got. We think that we have a way forward.
But this will cater for it, wouldn't it? Because it puts it under waste.
Correct.
And then what the difference is, it's the Minister of Minerals that is going to regulate it.
Correct.
So it's under waste. We remove it completely from waste, which is what we don't want.
Correct.
And therefore, whatever rules apply to reuse and recovery and so on under waste will then be applicable.
Yes. So the moment that an applicant applies for a mining right on a waste dump, the mining waste dump,
yeah,
it ceases to be waste and it becomes the primary input. And then the residue after the mining dump has been mined.
Even the whole Waste Act, as it stands now, will allow for that.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not subject to us having to amend.
No.
The amendment we want to do is a much bigger thing.
Correct.
Which will still include all this, but it's much bigger than that.
Correct.
But what this does is rectify the fact. And it doesn't complicate in the sense that it splits up stockpiles and so on. It's
no.
Some of them that can be in, some of them can't. Yeah. Everything under waste that deals with that. But then, as I said to you yesterday, that what I think what they're talking about is fall under the definition of reuse and recovery.
Correct.
And if you then deal with it in that manner,
the moment that mining rights is applied for on the dump, it ceases to be waste.
Yeah. Where's your fence?
On the next page, on page 36, amendment of section 67, where you've introduced 43A.
There's
43A. And the amendment.
Isn't this fair at DMR? This is much clearer, eh? You think? I have to pull you in here, otherwise you guys are going to have a go wandering off if I don't. But it seems to be much clearer. I mean, it's still your minister that's in charge of all this stuff, but it's under waste, and that we deal with it accordingly. It would have been legally unconscionable if we removed it from the definition of waste, as was suggested. It would just be hugely problematic, because what you then have to do is you'll have to go and create a whole new legal regime just for stockpiles and for residues of mines, which would be wrong.
I think this is in order, Chair. It's just that one might have to consult on other implications for it, because there was a concern regarding the negative spin-off, for instance, the implications for requiring a license for residue deposits other than a right, but something that is more towards implementation, which can be through that nature.
Yeah, but you see why it should be like this. Just listen to what I said. You see, in waste, what the industry wants, not just all industry, but all industries, they want to decide what is waste. In this manner, the minister will decide. And the minister, if someone comes to them and says, I want to reuse this mining, then the minister says, fine, go ahead. But if they want to do something with a tails dam, or whatever those things are called, that are, I mean, those horrible things we went to look at in Western Ireland, that is polluting that water and so on. You see, there, the rules of waste must still apply. Those guys have never reused that stuff. In fact, what they're doing there now, they're just putting rocks over it. All that water seeping into the ground. They don't go and clean that water up or anything. So, you see, that must remain waste, because all the rules of waste must apply to that. But your minister now will have the right under reuse and recovery to allow what you asked for yesterday. And we will not have any negative effects that all those things that are not reused and recovered, will still, there will be a law applicable to it. I mean, that's the advantage of this. There's no negative spin-off on it. I mean, getting a license from your minister, you cannot tell me that's negative.
No, it's not.
It could never be. Because I know your minister is efficient and quick and duped, lets the economy flow. So, you see, if there's any negative impact, it's your department, it's not the law. And it's a reality. Most departments, there is sometimes shortages of capacity and so on. But that's the problem. But we can't write the law. to wish away that, leave it then to the industry to decide what is waste or not. We're now blocking them in all other industries. Cement and that have all come in. The department that drafted a definition that the industry did, they immediately agreed with it. They're like, why? Because it says they decide when something is not being used at a time. So they're in complete control of it. So we create no certainty for authorities in this country what is a waste and what's not a waste. Because it's left up to the industry. So the government always has to play catch up. And that's what we want to avoid here, okay? So I think we've got all the clauses we've had previously exactly, but it's just not removed as a waste. And therefore all the recovery and the reuse clauses in the Waste Act all kick in, and you guys can use it for what you explained yesterday. I just want to make sure, am I wrong in anything I've just said?
No, sir, you're 100% correct. In essence, the last piece of the regulatory puzzle is covered in the amendment to Section 69 of the Waste Act, Clause 24 on page 36, where he provides the power for the minister to make the regulations.
Okay, there you go. All right. So Clause 24, 23 creates the offence. 22, 21,
and then
the one that we will deal with now, which is
in NEMA.
Which page?
On page 18.
Oh, yes, 18. Here. So all those clauses together, it creates a whole new regime for waste undermining, in that it brings those stockpile deposits under waste, but it's the Minister of Minerals, which was the agreement in any case, is that we'll do all that. And then, of course, you see, the appeals will then raise with our Minister for all those waste things, okay? If they don't do it in terms of our laws. I feel comfortable with. The other thing I was completely uncomfortable with, to remove it completely from waste and create a new legal regime. Okay. And I think everyone's in agreement with it. We all happy. Alright, so leave it like that. Then, this one. Alright, we didn't have to then have the 3 months, because you'd have to create a new legal regime. It would just be the usual stuff that applies. Okay. Then the next issue is, my next issue is 12C. Including details of page 24. What is that? Which says? Oh no, yeah, page 23. There's some. That's C. Yes. Are unable or not adequately able, in the event that an complainant alleges that a specific compliance monitoring enforcement function relating to protecting the has inadequately not or has not been. Yeah, that's much better, because then it's a specific, it's not, you can't, the complaint can't be in general. Okay. That's much better for DMR, because then it's not a specific one. I'm sure DMR will enjoy that one. Everyone happy with that one now? Makes it clear it's specific and not just in general compliance. And then six. What is six? To the Minister with substantial, including details of the engagement with the Minister's Fund. Yes, that's better. That's just better wording there. Anyone happy? Alright, better wording. Then 20, is 13. This is all delegated power. So is that your suggestion? What did you find out? That's not the biggest thing is right for the common law, isn't it? That you can't deviate further. It's that Cruz case of 1300 done by ancient people. And then the other one is that you can't break. Okay, I would be happy with it like that. Because you see, all the things they wanted to achieve, they can achieve under B. The minister is clever enough when they give the delegation, or the deed gives the delegation, then you do it in writing and you say what the conditions are. I mean, I remember where you don't, where you speak of nepotism of appointments. You, for example, say you give the DG the power to, or the person below than the DG to make those appointments. But the process and everything must first be cleared out and explained to the minister before they make the decision. So at least you've got a clawback in terms of delegation. Under the conditions, you can explain the procedure that if you want the person to follow before they make the decision. And that's where your power lies, okay? Subject to conditions. Right, I like that. I will sleep much more comfortable. Tonight I'm going to sleep like a baby. The next clause. Oh, this is the next page. So there we are. Any person may appeal to the minister against the decision made to this act or any name by the minister as well. Yeah. That's much clearer because that now makes it that there's no restriction. Any decision made by the Minister of Minerals in terms of any environment legislation will now fall under the appeal procedure. Just makes it a bit clearer than when it was all at the back. Everyone happy with that? Right. And then we come to the suspension, I think. Yes, here it is now. He didn't pay the cash over.
Subsection 7 and
finalisation of the appeal. The minister, the minister responsible for mineral resources or EDC, as the case may be, may direct that any part or provision of the directive not be suspended in order to protect human health or the environment.
Yeah, I'm happy with that. Everything to the point of the reason for it. So I want to make sure that of wills, but more particularly Ishan Abada and Linda Gollop, when this case lands on their minister's desk, doesn't find a way of getting around this clause by reading into the words in order to protect human health or the environment, reading Sobeisus Yerusanada. That's the only part of it. In principle, it all looks good. But I care, you want to suspend things when there's an appeal. But on the other hand, you also want to make sure that you don't continue with something that is hazardous.
Yeah, we could frame it something along
these. Strictly in order to protect human health.
You could frame it like where the situation presents an imminent threat to human health.
That's what I strictly where that are imminent. Could you get wording like that? Okay, I like that. That's the imminent thing is much better. So it must be a really exceptional, strictly an exceptional circumstances where an imminent Okay, you find a wording, we'll make a cross there, come back to it, but that's a nice, the principle is nice there. Okay, and the person who received, after considering the appeal lodged, the case may be confirmed, modified, cancelled, directed, or any part of the directive, and may specify the, okay, there is a modifying in there. So you've taken up 10. The previous 10.
No, Chair. The previous 10 was reframed and placed after 8. If you read the previous 10, it was framed the other way around, where the responsibility was on the complainant, on the to appeal to the minister that the director be reviewed.
Reviewed. But now we've taken out review and we've only created an appeal, which is fine.
Yeah, because we wanted to say that when the director would be suspended. And then we talk to the conditions under which certain parts of that directive would not be suspended. Where there's an
this was prior to making an appeal, this was that you could make a presentation. Are we removing that? You say a person who receives a directive and wishes to lodge an appeal may make representations too. Now it seems to me that that may have been a worthwhile clause. Which is not there anymore.
Yeah, Chair. The actual procedure in the regulations related to this requires, in fact, case law has basically required that a pre-director consultation with the person upon which the directive is to be served. Is an attention to issue in a directive notice needs to be given to that person. At that point in time, there's opportunity for that person to make representation to the minister.
But that's before the directive is given.
That's before the directive is given.
Now this gives you the what this creates after the directive is given, before you appeal, to give you a chance to make representations. Why do you think that's a bad thing? I know, but I mean...
Sure, we can put it back to you. We didn't think that it was necessary.
See, that directive thing, I think more often than not you're going to find each other when you talk. Yeah, no, but that's fine. But then you issue the directive, and then in the implementation thereof, you find that there's something impractical. Now, if you don't have something like this, the only option then is an appeal.
So just
no, we can't, because you decide. Period. You say make representations. You make representations. You disagree. Then you go and move on. You say appeal. Now I think put that one back. That's a worthwhile clause to have. It does. Problem is with these things, particularly with big companies, is that you're all trying to exhaust the possibilities, otherwise you're going to sit in court for 3-4 years and hold up things and so on, you know. So just add that back. It'll now be, of course, become 11. Add back as 11. Alright. That looks good. We'll just come back to that wording. Then
I've got the wording if you want
to. Alright, let's hear it.
So in the maybe I should read it from the top.
No, start from the
end. As the case may be, may direct that any part or position of the director not be strictly suspended in circumstances where there is an imminent threat to human health or the environment.
Just read them after circumstances.
In circumstances where there is an imminent threat.
Where there is an imminent threat
to human health or the environment.
Okay, so make it, change your thing. Don't say be strictly suspended, you say be suspended.
Okay.
Strictly, okay, in exceptional circumstances where there is an imminent threat, what did you say, to human health or the environment? Okay, that's, so you take that for take there. Strictly in exceptional circumstances. There's an imminent threat. I think that can't be any clearer. Okay, that's nice. And then we add back the old 10. 15. Everyone agree with that? 15. Forgotten the consequential. Something's consequential.
The minister is responsible for water.
Oh, yes, okay. Did you fix that up everywhere?
Yes, Chair, certainly in the bill it's fixed, but Chair, there are a number of small things like the independent specific
which has to
go through the whole Act, so we didn't have time to go through the whole Act, but certainly within the bill it's covered.
Okay.
But if we could get the committee's permission to just
come. Well, I don't like saying this, but you clean that up, and if it's consequential, you can add it to the bill even later, before we pass it. And then, of course, once we've passed it, even when it goes to the NCOP, you guys then also just check again.
Correct.
So that's your last chance to make any technical changes. Okay. Then 47C. Extend or condole a failure by comply with the time. Time period is binding. You took out that, yes, of course, that... Well, this is not a square bracket, it just gets taken out.
Yeah, it is. You have to delete the all on the on A before.
Mm. Alright. So, that'll just make it a little bit safer there. So there's a challenge. Then the next clause, there's also amendments. Oh yeah, this is a lot of...
The committee's real thing is D on page 29. Where the prospects of city was deleted and it was the merits of the application.
Yeah, no, okay. That's much better. That's better. All the time period, okay, that wouldn't change. That all looks technically much better. Everyone happy? Yes. Then 17. Okay, little one there. All right, we're going to start dancing now. 18. Well, this stuff you all have you kept these things now?
This is now the way thanks to the Act 59 of 2008.
So all those amendments that you like D there, those two definitions in that act
are inserted into the Waste Act.
Yeah. But I thought you redid them in 23. 21.
The definitions in the MPIBA are very good. Very clear.
Okay. So that remains there, that forms part of that package.
Yes.
This B thing here. And then the next clause, well that's the one that's now been amended.
That's removing the provision that residue deposits and stockpiles are not under the waste act.
Yeah. Okay, so that's the one that we've changed now. So the other one, but the definitions remain, but 19 gets amended as it is there in 19. Everyone with me? Okay? Good. It looks good. And then I think we've done and then there's this little cooperative governance little clause that gets taken out of 34. And then from 21, that's all the stuff we've just looked at. It's all the waste things around residue until 24. Which we have now sorted out. Is that right?
Great. Yeah, that's we discussed in context.
And this is related to prospecting extraction and residue disposals. Okay. So we've gone through that till 24. Then 25. Oh no, what about 22? What about the rest of 22? Delegation by a minister.
Yeah, because the inserted the numbering has now changed.
Oh yes, it's now 25.
Yeah, okay, now 25.
So 25, who is not below the rank of director or his equivalent, at least yes. No, but the word an official must come out surely.
Okay. So to the holder of a specific
the
post.
Holder, the director general, okay. Or to the holder of a specific post and the department responsible is not. And then they've taken out C, that C that messes up delegated legislation, delegated powers. They've taken that out. We've already looked at that previously under another clause. So in B on page 37 at the top there, in B, you'll just take out the word an official. Okay, because you don't want any official. Because with a or there, it will mean to undermine the other part of the clause. Okay? 26 is the old 23, I think. Oh yes, well all they did is here is because there's a definition of that and they're just taking out all the numbering. Happy? Happy. 27, 28.
Okay, just to explain, when we looked at the Act, the 2008 provisions are in operation but not fully effective. And in consultation with the Chief Staff Law Advisor, they recommend that
operation but not fully effective.
In other words, it's been assented to. It's been assented to by the President, but it's not to be effective until the 8th of December, the 18 months. And on advice of the Chief State Law Advisor, he's advising that this Act needs to come and that Act needs to be fully effective, the 2008 one, one day prior to this Act becoming fully effective, this Amendment Act. Explain further.
Then I will explain.
Yes, it looks problematic to me.
Yeah,
it's gone.
This is a very complex situation. Because you've got to remember that some of the clauses, insofar as they relate to processing, mining, and they will only be fully effective on 7 December or 8 December 2013. Because of the 2014, because of the construction of Section 14 of the National Environmental Management Act 2008, so we can't delete it because it's already in operation. But it's for minerals, it's not effective yet. For everything that applies to mineral, the mining provision. So what the Chief State Law Advisor is, I cannot allow this Act, the 2008 Act, to come in operation after our current bill, because not everything is
amended. In operation.
It is in operation, but not fully effective.
Not fully effective doesn't mean anything in law. Every clause now is to understand the law. Once you pass the proclamation, you put the law in effect. And that law is law. The fact that the requirement is not implemented is another story.
But it's covered by a transitional period, if there is another word to say. But
if you say it becomes into operation a day before the commencement of this Act, then that's completely wrong. Because that Act has already come into operation. You can't now change the factual situation. The President crafted a proclamation on the 7th of June to put that Act into operation. Now, that Act's in operation. You can't now say it's only going to come into operation a day before this Act. What I think you can do, if that's what you want to do, is you rather say that on the day before this Act comes into operation, this clause will be amended to read as follows. And then you say this thing about will come into operation on a day fixed by the President of the Proclamation. Then you're capturing the reality that the proclamation has been passed by the President. Then all those 18 months that falls away, and the only thing that then applies is the fact that the proclamation, I mean, wouldn't that be more correct to do it? You understand what I'm saying? If you say one day before the date of commencement of the National Environmental Law Amendment Act, this clause will be amended to read, some words like that. Then you say, You don't say all that stuff about mining. You just say, whatever that act was called, the Dalada Act of 2, comes into operation on a date fixed by the Bread by Proclamation Gazette. So that was going to happen in reality. I mean, it did happen in reality. So that encaptures, it takes out all those different seasonal arrangements and so on. Just write that up, clean it up, and then we'll come back if you give it the right wording. And then you guys will give it a chance, of course, legally to go and see if that is what's done. But then I can't see this one work. To say one day before the commencement, that all those clauses will kick in one day before our act passes. But it's already the kicking. It's operationalized. The fact that the department may not be doing those things, that's neither here nor there. In fact, someone may now, because the president has put that law into operation, someone can take them to court for a mandamus, for an interdict if they are doing their work. Not implementing all possible. Why do you want to avoid? You don't want to avoid that act coming to operation because it's in operation. What you want to avoid is that act not running until December and then kicking out everything we've done here. The way to do that is to repeal 13, which we've done. Now the short title in this act we have to amend so that it doesn't upturn our apple cart of our book. Our bill has got its own short title. Now this bill short title, it creates all the constitution. You want to change that short title. You've repealed 13. Now you want to change 14 in such a way that when it is there, so it seems to me that one day before our bill comes into operation, get rid of 14 as it reads now, and you put a clause that says, I don't know the usual wording, what it says. It says, what does it say? Let me just see. The usual wording is this act. So then 14 will read, this act called the Wada 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 comes into effect on a, what is this, on a date, comes into operation on a date fixed by the president by proclamation, is it? Then that will capture what really happened, is the president put that clause into operation. So drop it like that and then read it to us and then then you guys will have a chance to go and legally just check it. Also sit down with the DMR. Schedule is not a problem. This act is called the National Environmental Management Act. It comes into effect 3 months from the date of promulgation of this act by the President. Give me the Constitution. I think there's an or in the Constitution. The signature of the President or. So you must do both. Because if the President now does the other thing, then it means that this act will never come into operation. Just give me section 81. A bill assented to and signed by the President becomes an act of Parliament. Must be published promptly and take effect when published or on the date determined in terms of the act. This is the or. Or on a date determined in terms of the act. So it takes effect when published or on a date determined. And our date determined is on the date of publication, 3 months from publication. So that is then covers the whole, I think. This act is called National Laws Amendment Act, comes into effect 3 months from the date of publication of this act by the President by proclamation in the Gazette in terms of Section 81 of the Constitution. A bill assented to and signed by the President becomes an act of Parliament, must be published promptly and takes effect when published or on a date determined in terms of that. Yeah, now then we're okay. Then we're okay. I think that covers it. The or obviously relates to you. We give it a specific date. publication of the prison. So we don't give it a special day. We're linking it to the publication. So that then takes out the other one.
Okay.
Yes, Mrs. Scholar.
Just to word it, it's a bit different. We must say out the proclamation by proclamation, because it will be just by publication. If the act will just be published, there will be no proclamation.
You're right. That is what we have previously from the date of publication of this act by the President in the Gazette in terms of Section 81. That's right. So 3 months from there. Okay. That is there. Okay, let's quickly go back to the one, two clauses that have you got wording there now?
So we have to go back to page 12. B. Will these contain measures regulating responsibility for any environmental damage, pollution, comma, pumping and treatment, and then insert the word polluted extraneous water. But insert polluted there.
Shouldn't it be both? Extraneous and polluted extraneous. Because that doesn't then exclude any other extraneous water that's
and polluted and extraneous water.
And so you do it, pumping and treatment of extraneous or extraneous polluted.
But you don't need to say that. If you insert polluted after of pumping and treatment of polluted and extraneous water. So whether it's extraneous or not, if it's polluted, it needs to be pumped or treated.
So then you can't say and. Or then it's polluted and.
No, yeah, or must be or.
Polluted. Treatment of polluted
or extraneous water.
Or extraneous. I think that's the more comfortable factor. Everyone happy? That'll then hopefully cover your A and B as well, okay?
Correct.
Alright, then where else do we...
Then, on page 16.
16? Including...
Including, so you need to insert after impacts, comma, including the pumping and treatment of polluted or extraneous water. And the same language,
after that.
Yeah, a comma after that for a prescribed period. The same on page 17 at the bottom. After any other environmental impact, the last time, the same language inserted.
That one's done. We're on page 18.
18 is that language that Linda will now read to you.
At last.
Insertion of section.
The National Environmental Management Act is hereby amended.
Okay. At last we've got that. Is it amended or inserted? Small little thing, limits just can't get right. She wraps her head around difficult concepts. And then you say spell N. And she says E-N. You know, first language. Okay. Were there any others? You didn't pick up the imminent one.
Yeah, the imminent one we've dealt with, and the reinsertion of what was previously called clause 10 now.
10, yes, yes.
Clause 11.
Right. As you put in. That is.
And I think that's it, Jim.
Wow. I'm very proud of you guys. You've had a good job since yesterday.
Yeah, Jeff, just to reinforce that the issue of identified competent authority We've collected in section 24 in 1.
Give you a mandate
5 and 6
to, before we vote on the bill, give you the mandate to now go and properly look through the Act and make all consequential amendments and put it in that amendment so that it's ready when we vote on it. Okay? We don't need those consequential amendments when we go to our court system. That's just technical stuff.
Okay, Chair, and we will circulate to you within the next day or two.
Circulate this with the colour, just these whatever we've amended now, and make sure that that one clause of DMR is right. You haven't read that to me, so tell me what that is. Which is a short title in DMR's legislation.
Chair, you've lost me.
Section 28 on page 38.
Page 38.
You were going to find out the wording.
Chair, I'm going to leave this to the Chief State Law
Department. But we read something. What have you guys got?
We've got one day before the commencement of this Act. I didn't take it word for word as you dictated it, I'm afraid.
It'll have to be worded properly within the section so-and-so will be amended by the substitution of section the following. One day before the date of the commencement of the National Laws Amendment Act of 2013, if that's what our thing is called. Because last year there was also other 2013. This section shall be amended. So in your heading you put that, shall be amended to read. And then you say exactly what we did in the other one. Then you write, this act, so that's referring to that act, okay? This act is called the Wada PNDRAPPPT of 2008 and comes into operation on a day fixed by the President by proclamation of the Gazette. I think if we do that, then that means that the old 13 and 14 are completely deleted, and that act is only put into operation by a proclamation, which has already been done, so you've got it right here, then it's fine. So just reword that one, okay? And give it to us in a nice form. But you guys are now check that. I mean, I don't understand all those funny things that was done last time. So you guys are now going to see that we've wiped out all those consequences. Okay. All right, so that will be done, and then Ms. Gollop, you can now draft that slide presentation for us, okay, as well. And then when we get the copies with these amendments, only these amendments will be colored, and we'll send the copies to you. Once I've approved those color copies, you'll then give a copy to Selika that's got no color on it, okay, which we'll then send to the members. So to fix this up quickly, send it to me with color as what we've amended today. I check it. You take out the color, you then give Chalega a copy that you can give to each member without color. Yes.
Chair, just for clarity, do you want us, what we agreed on today, we don't color that for the next time?
We just color it. This is what I just said.
Oh, you want us to
color it so I can check it.
Okay.
When I've checked it, then you do the go-ahead, then you can take out all the color.
Okay, so we'll leave a yellow and we'll take today's in another color, for example.
No, today you don't have to put it. Today's we've agreed to. So you only have to put whatever further changes have been made today.
Perfect.
All I want to check in that document is what changed from today. Once that is fine and that color can come out, and then the bill can go to people without color in it, okay? That needs to be done before Friday and sorted out before Friday. Then, Ms. Gollop, you then take all these amendments and put them in the Act proper, because that will force you to go and read the Act in line with the bill and make all the changes. It will maybe mean that you will add some. Then you've got a mandate from us that are any consequential that arise after we've either approved it and sent it to members, then you just just add those consequential amendments into the bill that we will then vote on finally, okay? You've got that mandate. And then lastly, the fourth or the fifth point is you must go and draft that slide presentation. Okay? You've got it. Bill with color, bill without color, the act, any further amendments, put it in the final list, and then fifthly, draft a slide presentation. Am I happy with that? Seemingly so. Alright. So that then is the end of NEMLA. Now, the wordful. What documents do we have? Okay. I look at this revised memo of the speaker and it already doesn't do what I asked. I say every single amendment should be put in color so that I know. I mean, I don't understand that you guys don't listen. What that means now, I'm going to read the whole document and not only the part that we amended. There's no color here. Yeah, you know, I don't know what to do with this. I mean, I really just don't know what to do. I mean, firstly, Mr. Singh has now been here so many times, he knows what we dislike. You have been here so many times, Ms. Collins, that I don't even know how many times. And I asked somebody yesterday, I say, all these amendments you made, go and please color them in so we don't have to go through the whole document again. Truth God, we're coming today and there's not a fucking color in this document. I want to climb up the wall. You are grown-ups, you get huge salaries, and you can't do basic things.
As initiated by the Portfolio Committee on Water Environmental Affairs and the Committee Bill for Induction Parliament, proposed Section 75, prior notice of introduction published on the website of Parliament. The English section is the official text. Do I assume the blue is what has changed? Alright, page 1, there is nothing changed. On page 2, and must be tabled in Parliament 3 days prior to the final publication thereof. That's wrong. Ms. Garda? Do you know we go and draft it like this? What does final publication of mean? Can someone tell me what that means? What does final publication mean? We don't draft legislation like this. It is 30 days prior to the publication in the Government Gazette. Did you check this, Ms. Dollar? Where is that? It's not in my document. Any proposed minister responsible for environmental affairs, the minister responsible for. The minister responsible. tabled in Parliament 30 days prior to the, what's the usual wording? That's final publication. What's final? We never use the word final. Before publication. Prior to the publication. No, you've got a wording here that says and must be tabled in Parliament 30 days prior to the final publication. What's the rest of it, Ms. Cozy?
fix up the memorandum. These problems we have with these two clauses won't affect this memorandum. Alright, I'm not going to read through them now. I've already said that. We said you must December 2013
can approve the 12-year policy decision proposal to unroll so called game change, to have the so called game change, and one of the 12 policies was an internal threat to the Minister of Food against the issue of food or water rights or against the conditions of the license. The Wood Tribunal found to be an effective and costly mechanism of proceeding and appeals, hence the move to the internal appeal mechanism, some additional mechanism of EMR and DEA. The purpose of the bill is to make specific amendments to Section 41 of the National Water Act, which deals with the water use license applications, enabling an integralizing system which aligns the time frames for internal appeals to the Minister of Water and to enable the Minister to be the appeal authority in certain circumstances for internal appeals for water use license and mandating for applications for rights, license, or permits for prospecting, mining, exploration, or operations in terms of the PMRD 202. These amendments are necessary for synchronization and alignment of processes and time frame for the respective licensing systems between the Department and the Department of Justice and Law. Seeks to amend the National Water Act to provide a correct estimation to correct data references. You see why I say you must. You left out the issues about time frame completely. You didn't even explain that this arises from a consultation purpose and we don't think it would need it. That's been left out. Amend the National Water Service to make provisions for the current designation of the Department and Minister to correct outdated references to enable an alignment and synchronization of the process of transferring water resources and the licensing process under the specific bed and that provide appointment of the Minister as a responsible authority on the field and service and to amend the authority of the Water Tribunal and Speed Authority and Service Center. Provides for measures connected there. The financial implications of the state have been budgeted for within the current budget for the Department of Water. In addition to the National Water Act 98, which deals with water use lining implications specifically in respect of time in the field, serves to provide for a synchronized and integrated lighting system between the Department of Mineral Resources and the Department of Energy. Given the time sense, we'll request the Rule 248 be suspended as the portfolio can then have to re-embark on public consultation as in fact that they will be public consultation previously taken by the part. I mean, that's got nothing to do with us, man. This agreement between three partners being in the public domain since 2008. This agreement had not been in the domain until 2008. It was only agreed to a year ago. Portfolio Committee intends to publish the bill on Parliament's website. Recommendation. Before we hereby request the permission of the House to initiate the legislation of the National Water Amendment matter of urgency, a copy of the bill drafted memorandum of objects and the legal opinion of the Department. Where is Alf? Alf, you're going to take this stuff now personally and sit down and do these things. I'm not sick and tired of this. Your staff do not seem to think that they can, when we tell them to fix these things up properly, when Mr. C doesn't do them right. Just doesn't do it. You guys can sit down now and you do it. I don't need anything else. The next documents I receive is from you. How's your bill doesn't go through? This is linked to your bill. I've always linked it to your bill. That's why I've told you people to do this. This thing that I hear that they say, we will draft our own things and edit. That's why we get this nonsense all the time. Yesterday again I tell you guys to go and do this. Then I have to sit here and read a lot of rubbish that is going to have to be completely redone. Go do this whole document as I said yesterday. I'm not going to repeat it. Go and fix it up. You, Alf, take these documents on water and you fix it up and you bring it back to me. I don't want to hear anything else. Do that and when it's ready and I think it's ready, I'll send it to the members. Is that okay, members? Really, I'm just now fed up with this. Man. How many months now have we sat with this stuff and we are still at a stage where we can't finish it? A basic bloody piece of thing with technical stuff. Alf, you are now responsible. I don't want to hear anything else. And you guys don't leave here, Cape Town, until it's finished, until I agree with it. None of you, including Mr. Singh. Isn't there a fourth document? What is the fourth one? Oh, that one we see. Legal opinion we said you guys can read. Okay. These three documents I want to fix up as I gave instructions yesterday. And make sure that it's done. When it's ready, bring it to me. We've got the processes now. The next you will receive is
a clean copy of NEMA 3. And when Alta brought back these water things to me, I'll send the three documents to you that have been cleaned up. I don't know when that'll be. That means that I have to meet tomorrow. Well, we said we'll meet tomorrow, but I have to meet on Tuesday. Just, although we're not going to meet on Tuesday, just keep it provisionally open, okay? If I don't tell you by the end of today that something has changed, then I just want to make sure all the bases have been covered, okay? Just provision. Otherwise, it probably won't be needed. Off.
Thank you, Chair. On the West, what we've done is we've consulted with Treasury and we've consulted with industry on a proposed redefinition which addresses the concern that the previous draft on the definition previous draft opened the door for an interpretation of what becomes waste and what is not waste. So we have a proposed redraft which I could read to you.
Is it based on a list of waste?
It is, and in two parts.
You got the list with
in,
you?
In two parts.
You've got the list with you?
I've got the one part of the list.
Have you got the list finalized with you? I told you that this waste definition is now going to be based on a list of waste, and if it's not based on that, then it's not worth discussing with me. It all just annoys me.
Well, say perhaps you could listen to the proposal. Well, we do have a presentation, but just in concept, the list which is included is the list which is the broad categories of waste as defined in the Waste Act. So it includes business, general, hazardous, inert, medical, and mining waste, including residue stockpiles and residue deposits. That's the broad categorization of all waste, Chair. And then you're proposing that we add a clause that is defined as a waste by the Minister in a list proclaimed by notice in the Gazette within 6 months of this Act being published in terms of Section 81 of the Constitution. So
that's not a list, that is a definition of definition.
But there are two circumstances. What we're trying to get is there are two
circumstances. You guys told me that you know what every piece of waste is.
Yeah, but
I'm not going to move on this clause until I know what every piece of waste is that is in a document.
Yeah. Well, I'm just pointing out here that that's fine.
Oh, that's what I want. There's now bullshitting around this.
No. See, in the production of such a list, we would have to consult with stakeholders.
I couldn't care less. You want to create certainty on the waste? You have never created certainty. I sit here every meeting with cement and whoever who tells us there's not a list. You guys told me you can draft whatever the list is. Mr. Gordon, in fact, tells me that the European one is 35 pages long.
Correct.
Now, why he doesn't take the 35 pages? It's actually easy. You copy it off the website, you copy it down, you look at whether those are going to be wasted in South Africa. Where they aren't, you delete them. Where they are, you keep them there. You don't even have to get your secretary to type them. You don't have to do any of that stuff.
Is this a consultation?
Who told you you must consult?
Okay.
You've consulted with these people and you've come up with a nonsense definition that they agree with. But who's in charge of the book?
Well, we can have that list for you by tomorrow, Chair.
Well, it's late, you know. It's too late. Told you by today. It's not here. That's it.
Or we can get it for you this afternoon. If that's what you wanted.
I wanted it. I told you I wanted it. I told Mr. Gordon 300 times I wanted it. He comes today with some other proposal. That's the end of the story. He must take the blame for it. You guys, you were there. You were part of the discussion. I've told you quite categorically, in fact, you agreed with me, quite categorically, that the right way to deal with this thing is the best. Now you come here with all the bullshit story about let's do a different limitation. When I told you yesterday, that is what we want, is a list that says certainty. So you guys have spoilt that opportunity. Committee is not meeting tomorrow. And at any other stage, and for us to do that, that is too late. What is going to happen with the levy?
Yeah, there are three other clauses that we consulted with Treasury. The first clause deals with what actually four other clauses, the one which the committee asked for around in the objects of the Act providing specialist support in the development of norms and standards, industry waste management plans, integrated waste management plans, and other tools, instrument processes and systems in the objects of the Act. In terms of the finance, there would be three places with incisions where we talk to the fact that income derived from charges levied on waste streams managed through industry waste management plans will be redirected from the national.
I obviously am incoherent today, yes. Because clearly what I'm asking you, you guys are just not answering me. I really apologize to the department for being so incoherent. I ask you a simple thing. The big problem with this bill is the levy.
Correct.
What have we discussed with Treasury and what will the agreement be on the levy?
Chair, the agreement with Treasury is that the details of procedures of the levy charges would be covered in the money bill. But in this bill, we would make a provision with three things. The first thing would be provide for the levies to be charged and collected through the national fiscal system, the Treasury system. So Treasury would be responsible for not only promulgating the legislation on the tariffs, but also on the procedures for collection. The second provision relates to a provision that those levies or those charges would be redirected through the national fiscal system to support the implementation of the industry waste and the third provision would be to empower the agency to disperse those funds which are redirected.
The money goes to the agency?
Through the agency.
And you do that?
Yeah.
All those clauses have been drafted?
Correct. So, in summary, I suppose, Chair, we could come to you this afternoon with a list and a redrafted definition of waste with the amendments to the waste bill that the committee have already requested and the three clauses, insertions related to the levy or the user charges.
All right. I asked the committee to indulge the department. What I'll do is I will meet with them this afternoon after lunch because I have another meeting when they bring all this stuff to me, plus all the things I discussed with you at my home. If all those things are in a state where there is not further amendments needed, we will meet next Tuesday to look through those. If those things are not ready and not in the form that I want them, I will literally chase you away. Literally chase you away. I'm not even going to be polite if those things are not ready. So you come to me this afternoon, and if I'm happy with the state of where those amendments are, then we'll meet next Tuesday. Look at them. We'll obviously circulate it before then. Because remember that we wanted three main areas. It's the levy thing to be sorted out and the agency stuff. The definition of waste. And then to make sure that provinces don't duplicate waste streams. That's the main three things. There are a lot of other technical stuff that has to also be amended. But those are the three things we were worried about. So if you are able to do that by the end of, by today, this afternoon, if I'm happy with that, then we will sit on Tuesday. If not, as I say, I'm going to be very harsh.
Yeah, I will accept that harshness.
And if you sort up the water things for me. Okay? All right, members, then you leave it up to me. I'll let you know late this afternoon sometime or early tomorrow morning, so they will tell you guys where we've been sitting on Tuesday for the Waste Act.
Okay.
But hopefully it will be in a form that we're happy with. Okay, meeting adjourned. What's your name?